This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minot for the 88th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Glad to be back at it for another hour. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is down in Wishick, North Dakota, taking in the Sauerkraut Festival. That's always such a great time. Love that event. Good salt of the earth folks down in Wishick. I had to be up in Minot today. They wanted me to taste test water. So I'm instead of sauerkraut, which, by the way, don't tell anybody, but I can't stand sauerkraut. I don't know that I've ever had one even shred of sauerkraut. I just, oh, man, don't like it at all. So I'm sorry, Wishick. I'm really sorry, but I just don't. But, you know, I did enjoy the other goodies there. Lots of fun. So anyway, so I can't be there in Minot today for this, as I mentioned, 88th Annual North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference. On What's on Your Mind, I had Sammy's Pizza last night. Can't come to Minot not have a Sammy's Pizza. I stayed at the Sleep In and Conference Center, where all the you know, smart people stay, and had a great time. So, ready to go. And yesterday, spent a lot of time at the Dakota Access Pipeline construction sites, as well as the encampment. My heart is breaking from that. I have some pictures up, but I want to do a readout on that. It's been a busy morning. Try and get to it before the end of the day. And I'm going to be visiting with some farmers and ranchers who are fed up, and I don't blame them, later today. And we're going to be their voice. We are. And we're going to make sure this thing gets fixed. So we are on it. More with our guests here at the Water and Pollution Control Conference coming up. We didn't get a chance to catch up with Senator Heidi Heitkamp yesterday, but she was gracious enough to join us today and visit a little bit about some of our conversations from yesterday's event at the Energy Conference. Senator Heitkamp, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
Glad to have you. So I wanted to just ask you a couple of the same things that I asked Governor Dalrymple, Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer yesterday, related to this current situation. And maybe we should start with sort of where we're at. It feels like we're at the federal government stiff-arming North Dakota for what is political reasons, not unlike the Keystone XL pipeline charade. But if I'm living in Morton County, I don't care about the Keystone XL pipeline. I care about Dakota Access. I care about, you know, people jumping into pickups and harassing my family members. What do you tell the citizens in the surrounding area that are living under siege right now because of this?
Well, I have nothing but incredible sympathy, and I think the point at which you can't defend any of this in terms of what's happening with the ranchers is trespass, and when a rancher said, please leave, they say no, when kids on school buses are scared. That's not what I think is good First Amendment exercise, and so we need to be supporting and doing everything that we can to protect those ranchers and to protect their private property rights.
Yesterday, Governor.
The one thing I do want to comment is that I think the entire delegation has been pushing the Corps of Engineers, the Department of Interior, and the Department of Justice to give us a timeline. Let us know. I think we are approaching winter. I don't know what you saw down there, Scott, when you were down there, but this is not an encampment that of people who know what it's like to be in 20 degrees below zero. If you end up with a blizzard or with some kind of snow event down there, I mean, it's going to be they're at risk for exposure. And so it's time that this ends. It's time that we all figure out what the path forward is, and that we get certainty not only to the people of Morton County, but particularly to those ranchers and to so many of those folks who have really held their tongue so far but are fed up.
Yesterday, Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, Governor Dalrymple all joined in saying that Chairman Archambault should ask these people to leave. Would you join that group? Would you join that? Would you think is that something he should do?
I think that everybody understands how dangerous it is down there. I think that there are movements in that direction. If this becomes our idea, it's not an idea that may get a reception that's favorable. I think it's important to know time certain And so we expect that there is going to be some decisions made this week. So we're in a let's see what happens this week, and then next week will be another point for reevaluation.
Yeah, you mentioned kids on school buses. You know, this is one of the things that really troubles me. I've seen photos. Well, you can just look at the camp. You don't need to see a picture. You can look at the camp and say, that's no place for kids, right? And they're having to put up signs, and I'm going to post some of them later, saying, hey, you know, be careful with kids. You think? Of course, 7 weeks they've been, trying to coordinate getting school started and get kids bused to schools. It doesn't happen. We know of a known sexual predator that's down there from someone that's supported the effort that came in and said, wow, bit of a whistleblower. This is an awful situation. I mean, should child welfare get involved and get into this camp, pull those kids out of there? What do you do about the kids that aren't in school? How do you protect these kids?
Well, I mean, clearly, these kids are in jurisdiction that's controlled by Morton County. This is not on the reservation. The same rules apply to them as any other child in terms of child welfare. But again, it's important that we understand that there is going to be movement, hopefully, and that we make sure that we're not doing anything that would discourage people from finding their way out of that camp.
Yeah, this is really just troubling to watch without question. I've heard that a lot of the operations are being controlled by Chase Iron Eyes down there. He's a Democratic candidate for Congress right now. Your campaign committee actually transferred money to him and gave him some. Given what we know and what we all just described here, what some of these protesters are doing, is this a candidacy that the Democrats should be supporting in North Dakota? Do you support him?
Well, what I will tell you is that I don't think that Chase Iron Eyes is controlling the camp. I think that's a naive view of what's going on down there. And so I think, he's got a First Amendment right, like everybody's got a First Amendment right. No one has the right to trespass. No one has a right to excite violence. That we need to be very, very careful on kind of our next step so that we can resolve this thing in a way that does not risk any more disruption to the ranchers and any more, disruption to pipeline workers, who I've been particularly concerned about, and also to the safety of the protesters, especially the families and children that are down there.
Is there more the federal government could or should be doing to help the Morton County Sheriff's Department in managing the crisis and getting a handle on this?
Well, I think that what the federal government needs to be doing is stepping up with resources and then taking a look. And one of the things I've been talking about is cross-deputization of marshals so that they would have arrest authority. One of the challenges that we have is really jurisdictional. And, so far that has fallen on deaf ears. I don't think it's likely that we're going to see BIA officials cross-deputized. But if this encampment moves to the south, obviously that changes the dynamic of law enforcement jurisdiction, and it puts it squarely, I think, in the realm of BIA and the federal authorities. And so there also is an advantage to moving south in terms of who has the brunt of the responsibility for law enforcement.
The rule of law is something you and I have talked about before here, and I know you kind of said, well, the rule of law is there isn't a permit issued, but we know there's games there, right? I mean, clearly the order was issued to issue the permit, and the permit didn't come out. Obviously, the Obama administration got in the middle of that because the timeline's been completely blown up, and again, this thing's caught in the middle of politics. I worry about the rule of law and why anybody would ever, again, invest $4 billion into a project like this, knowing this is how you get treated by your federal government. Does that worry you?
Yeah. Well, absolutely, and that's why I think, and I know people might groan who are listening to you, this consultation process that the administration is going through right now in terms of movement forward, once we know what that process is, everybody's going to know exactly what that consultation process is, and they're going to have to abide by it. And one of the kind of gray areas here that the court keeps trying to nail down is, What exactly is the zone? What exactly is the area? Now, you and I have talked about this before. There is a reason why we're talking about historic preservation, because the environmentalists over the years have not been successful in arguing that a full-blown EIS for the entire pipeline route needs to be done if the Corps approves one crossing. That's longstanding law. And so I think that a lot of the folks who want to stop these pipelines are now looking at another hook. That's not to in any way diminish the concern that many of the tribal folks feel about historic and sacred sites. And so, you know, this hopefully this process will provide some certainty going forward. And I think a lot of the pipeline industry is looking at this. The tragedy is we have a very big concern about energy infrastructure. You take a look at the Department of Energy, their whole quadrennial energy review was about infrastructure.
Right, we desperately need it, right? And then when you invest your money to do it, you get this treatment from the federal government. It's unforgivable. It's unforgivable.
Well, again, Scott, you and I disagree. I think there's a lot of people who say, well, you know, maybe that easement should have been nailed down before you began the investment. I mean, I can have an agreement on whether you're going to rent my house. You don't move in until you get a signed lease.
We'll leave it there. Senator Heitkamp, thank you very much. Sorry we're out of time. Always enjoy our conversations. More coming up.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? By the way, I didn't mention the numbers, but certainly welcome you to call whenever we have any guests on. We, during the Senator Heitkamp segment there, I had one caller call in and say he never gets to get on when Senator Heitkamp's on. We said, hang on, and then he hung up, so we lost our connection to him, but he didn't call back. But otherwise, nobody else. Wait, I realize I didn't mention the numbers. I just want to remind you that sometimes I don't, just because, I don't have time, or I'm assuming you remember the numbers, or I say them at the top of the show, and easiest thing to do there is put us in your favorites. So it's just always there. And loyal listeners love when you call. But try and say the numbers, especially have a conversation with the guest. We only had a short time with Senator Heitkamp, but just want to let you know, unfortunately, she is not as accessible to us as most of the members of the delegation and the governor. And therefore, when we do have her, take advantage of it if you have questions. I mean, obviously, I had questions that I asked her, similar to what I asked Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, yesterday on the Dakota Access Pipeline and getting this figured out. And I actually heard some things I applaud in Senator Heitkamp. She's not talked a lot about this thing, but she sounds as frustrated as we are with the administration, and that's smart of her, right? So appreciate the fact that she's doing that. I think on this permit thing, on the last little piece that they have a permit to go get a lot of what they need to get done. There is one piece left, and there's no doubt in my mind that the administration's holding that up. It'd be better for her just to say that, because that's quite obvious. But she also has the ability to say, well, they started, and they don't have it yet. But that is, one small piece of this has really been a bad deal when you look at the court action being disregarded by the administration and the process playing out. I'm just glad she comes on to talk about it. But I wanted to let you know, when she is here, when anybody's here, you're welcome to talk to them without question. In fact, you can call Todd Mitchell 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776 and ask the big question of the day. Just how good is that sauerkraut down in Wenschick, where he's going to be not just for this show, but also for the K-Fire Cafe? You're just soaking it all in today, aren't you, Todd? Yes, no? Hi, Todd.
Hi, Scott. Oh,
how
man.
Are you?
I just punched up a button there.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm warming up because they're finally getting out the sauerkraut, wieners, speck and stuff. The night first annual sauerkraut day in Wenschick.
Good stuff, huh?
And then you know what? Because they're serving this till 1, then at 1:30, the pie social starts at First Baptist Church with apparently every kind of pie but cherry for some reason. I don't know if that's deliberate or just an oversight, but
you don't need to worry because there's a lot of others. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know.
That is
there's
so.
There's a ton of them.
So darn good. That's a staple whenever you go there. I've been there a couple of times. Absolutely love it. Got to go over to the church pie social and take that in. I don't know about you, Todd. I've never met a pie I didn't like.
I guess there's always a possibility for a first, but yeah, I've lived on dessert 52 years and I haven't thought of it yet, but it's always a possibility. And there's a vendor show at the Guard Armory too in Wenschick, so you can kind of walk off the sauerkraut and pie and stuff, too.
So when you actually come into Wenschick, where can they find you? Where are you going to be?
Look behind the big beaver and the big little circular roof, wanted-looking thing there on the south side of the main street as you come through Wenschick. You can't possibly miss us. Of course, you got the big K-Fire right there already. And so they'll start serving at about 11 o'clock. They're already getting set up. 11 to 1 for sauerkraut, and then Pie Social at First Baptist, 1:30 till 4, and then plenty more going on because we're going to hit the big screen a little bit later on, too.
All right, have a good time. We'll chat with you later. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell down there, reporting from Wenschick, North Dakota today for a big day. That's a lot of fun. It really is the best. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. If you want to get a comment in, I've also been suggesting our hotline today at 855-200-1776. Jason Sandin is here. He handles AE2S's instrumentation and controls division, a manager there. Jason, how's it going today?
Very good.
You guys are into technology at AE2S, huh?
Yeah, we really do have a different offering for a lot of our clients with the instrumentation controls that we really specialize in.
OpWorks is the buzzword I'm hearing about today, which is software, right?
Yeah, it's an application we developed actually for the city of Grand Forks for their water treatment facility. There's a lot of tools out there, a lot of software for managers, utility managers, and kind of the higher ups in the divisions, but really not a lot for the operator level. So the superintendent of the water plant wanted something to kind of organize all the data that they're collecting on a day-to-day basis, their shift notes, operator logs. So we developed the software to take all the data that the operators are doing normally, logs like on paper logs and anything that they're doing, and put it all in the one software system that's accessible from anywhere on the internet, and anybody in the organization can access it and enter data into it.
But I would imagine what's unique about this is you've custom designed it for your customers in here, whereas, you know, obviously software in any industry, you can go find zillions of vendors from all across the country and the world that provide it. You guys are doing this right here. You're developing it here.
Right, yeah, we develop it ourselves. We implement it ourselves. You know, we really, really target it for the water and wastewater utilities. That's A2S's experience, our expertise, so we're really focusing on those areas.
PC, mobile device, anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. The software is a website. So we create you a website, and then you create your own content based on how you're already doing your operations. So not creating more work, just a different way of doing the work. So all it is a website, and you can access it from any PC, any mobile device that has web access.
Fascinating. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you stopping by.
All right, you bet. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. We're going to talk to the president of A2S, Charlie Veen, before we're done here today, and also the executive director of WAS, which is, of course, that Western Area Water Supply Project that has delivered drinking water to 65,000 people in Burke and Divide and McKenzie and Montreal and Williams County, and some new water customers coming on soon there as well. So we'll talk about that coming up on What's on Your Mind today, live from Minot. I got to find out when I'm judging this water contest. I hope I can do it on the air so I can, you know, give a shout out to the communities that won. I posted some photos of my trip to the Dakota Access Pipeline already, but I've come back from there really concerned about kids more than anything. And, you know, you heard Senator Heitkamp say, let's look at it. This isn't a place for anybody to be in the winter, and, you know, winter's coming, and it needs to end. And that's why I think you need a chorus of leaders talking truth to power. And that's what was going on yesterday with Senators Hoeven and Congressman Cramer and Governor Dalrymple, obviously, saying, look, it'd be good if Chairman Archibald asked these people to leave. I heard Senator Heitkamp say, yeah, a good idea, but not a good idea probably for us to say to them, because if it's our idea, it won't happen. And, you know, I get that. I know what she's saying there. On the other hand, if it's not being said, and you're asking for it to be said privately, and we get closer and closer to winter, we have kids not being educated. I mean, incredible what I've learned about. We're in the seventh week of school in North Dakota, and you've got upwards of 50 kids, 6 to 14 years of age, in that camp, haven't been to school. It's getting colder. There's no certified teachers. They have a tent where they say education is going on. It's not certified. Several weeks ago, public instruction contacted the tribal leaders and said, hey, this is a compulsory attendance. It's law in North Dakota. You have to go. We can cite parents for this. So they start working on getting kids in schools and getting kids in schools and getting kids in schools, and nothing happens. Schools and nothing happens. That was kind of a strange little echo there. Did you hear that too? More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl explaining what an AED is and the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack.
Definitely two different things. If a heart attack, I look at that as a plumbing issue. There's blockage somewhere, and an AED really isn't going to do anything until the end stages of that particular event. A cardiac arrest is when the electrical, so I say it's an electrical versus a plumbing issue.
Shelley, what is an AED?
An AED is an automated external defibrillator, and what it does is it actually delivers a shock to the heart. When someone is in cardiac arrest, the rhythm or the electrical in the heart kind of goes kittywampus. And so what that AED does is it brings that heart back to a normal rhythm.
To get trained on CPR and an AED, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the first aid icon. That's www.ndsc.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On your mind from Minot and 88th Annual North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference. 88 years, that's a long time to be gathering, folks. Obviously, they're talking about important things. We'll talk some more about what's happening here at this conference before we're wrapped up today. We're also expecting a call from Congressman Kramer for a bit of a readout on his conversation with the leadership of the Trump campaign, too, coming up. So stay tuned for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. And B-Mobile, of course, is the home for Verizon. You know Verizon, right? And you know B-Mobile. And you can find them a lot of places. Verizon's the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. B-Mobile, Verizon, is more than just phones and tablets now. They have this Hum technology by Verizon. It is a great tool that can make your car smarter and safer. I wish it could make me smarter and safer, but it makes the car smarter and safer, so I guess when I'm in the car, I'm smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, you get the vehicle locator, I love that, where are the kids, right? Hands-free Bluetooth calling, and for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and a three-month service back as a bill credit. They always want to say, you know, get the teens off on the right foot with the safe technology, so get Hum and go from B-Mobile, and you'll find them everywhere. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton Valley City, Devils Lake, and Botno in North Dakota. On the Minnesota side, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. Connect, communicated, B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Find them at bmobile.com. That's bmobile.com. Charlie Veen is here. Charlie's the president of AE2S. Nice to have you back, Charlie. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. Good to be here, Scott.
So is this a staple for you, coming to this event over these years?
You know, I was just trying to remember how many years it's been in a row coming to this event, but it's probably well over 30 years. So
what's the water cooler talk, no pun intended, at the Water and Pollution Control Conference?
Well, it's this event is continually about what we can do to make our water and wastewater systems better and stronger, and a great time for different communities to visit together, find out what they're doing, visit with vendors to find out what's new on the market, and overall just get their make their systems better.
You are celebrating your 25th anniversary since the founding, October 1st, 1991. You and Steve Burian were the first two employees, right?
Yeah, it was just the two of us in the basement of the old depot building in Grand Forks.
Yeah, and it wasn't even really a card table. I've been saying card table. It was more like an easel or more like, you had, it was as makeshift as it could be, right?
It was a desk, a borrowed drafting table, and a borrowed computer and business cards.
I remember a sawhorse down there, two or two, so whatever it takes. Humble beginnings.
Well, it was a good beginning. We were proud of it back then and have been proud all the way through.
Yeah, it's a great story. Was the original vision when you guys were thinking this through, was it let's go help communities and kind of collectively bring them some manpower and some technology and some expertise to help provide for their citizens?
Well, the very specific start was based on drinking water systems. It was always a benefit to the people, but it was really all about specifically helping people with drinking water. Yeah, we've of course expanded a lot since then, but the drinking water side is still a primary service that we provide. But regulatory changes were happening, the need for better quality water was there, and that was really the basis and the timing for starting the company.
What would you say folks need to know about AE2S that they don't know? What is there anything out there that they, isn't known?
Well, one of the things is, we're an engineering company, but we're so much more than an engineering company. We've expanded our engineering services, and we've really taken on more of a specialty type role. So we have people that are specialists in different roles in the water industry, whether it's drinking water, whether it's storm water, whether it's wastewater. But we've really added a lot of services to help support that industry. It could be electrical engineering, it could be instrumentation and controls, it could be planning, it could be energy efficiency. There's just a host of different areas that we provide to enhance what we can do in the water, wastewater, stormwater industry.
How is it better for a community to say, I want AE2S to come in and handle this for us rather than us hiring, putting people in the right spot or whatever? I would imagine the hiring environment we're in right now, one would be labor, but what ways do you make their make them more efficient?
Well, one of the things that we look at is we really have a planning emphasis, and it isn't just a react to what's there, but it's looking at what you've got now and trying to look out, what do I need to do for the next 40 years? And so we try to put a longer-term perspective on what their situation is, so that it isn't, again, reactionary, but you can put together a long-range master plan. You can put together a more shorter-range capital improvement plan and then also figure out where the money's going to come from and how to finance it.
And where is the future going for AE2S? Obviously, those services have been well utilized, right? You get them to think, get them to plan, you get them to lay out the land, and I would imagine then there's that much more to do, probably, right?
Well, and we've had some unique opportunities as we've worked with communities of all size, but whether it's Grand Forks or Fargo or Bismarck or Williston, and kind of moving them forward in the planning effort, and it's really been fun to see the things that they've accomplished during the time frames that we've worked with them. Our business now is looking at expanding outside of North Dakota. I mean, we've had a great run with what's happened Western North Dakota, but as a company, we've grown from the two people in one office to 17 offices and about 350 people, and so we want to keep growing. And as we look at that growth, we're going to be looking at where else do we go.
25 years, and that's with the two employees in downtown Grand Forks now, 300 plus employees in offices, about 17 of them across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah, and beyond soon, it sounds like.
Well, we're always looking for opportunities. One of the things that we look at is that if we work for a community, for instance, if they have a need, we'll figure out how to fix it. We'll get the answers. And so as we look at what we can provide for them, that's ever evolving and ever changing and adding those types of things that whatever our client needs to get done.
Interesting. Thanks so much for sharing some of the story with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
25th anniversary of AES, and Charlie being the president, our sponsor for our broadcast today from the 88th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference. One more chat with one of the experts here, Jason Wurtzel, joining us from WASL later on. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Lucino.
Good to talk to you. All right. right, 21 before the top of the hour. A couple minutes to get your calls, questions, and comments in here. And I know some off-air calls have come in as well. I've got some texts I want to get to. You can always text me at 701-367-2054. Texter says, did Heidi really compare that whole debacle to renting a house? That simplistic thinking is dangerous. Well, I think what Heidi's trying to do, and I'm not defending her, is suggest that, and I don't know, I wish we could talk to Dakota Access Pipeline person. My understanding is the core issues in order to issue in a permit, okay? And in every case, whether it's Dakota Access Pipeline or anybody else, that says the permit's coming now. It's just a formality to get the permit out, get it signed and sent to me, right? Permit issued. I'm sorry, order issued to issue the permit. But the actual permit didn't end up getting issued until this firestorm started, right? And they came in. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt that you have folks inside the Obama administration going, you know, go get something started and maybe we can slow this thing down. That's my point. I didn't hear her really defending the federal government on much of this, but she is able to use that one thing against the company. And she, last time she was on, said, be careful about what you're saying about the rule of law not being followed here, because technically that permit wasn't issued yet. But again, that permit is just one small piece of the puzzle. So that'd be my take. But appreciate there certainly were some comparisons there that I wouldn't agree with her, but I don't know whether it's fair to say she was comparing this situation to renting a house, you know, this debacle, this, as more of that one thing they can hang on to. My take. Welcome yours. Scott, this is a protest. Oh, I'm sorry, this is not a protest or a riot. This has become a terrorist action. I agree. I mean, there's a Palestinian flag up there. One of the things I mentioned, I was out there yesterday, and I have pictures up on my Facebook page of this, if you want to check this out. Let me just share some of the sights and sounds of this for you. But the one that stuck with me was exactly that. A flag with from Palestine to Standing Rock, we are united. Really? Really? Now, for everybody that says this is a peaceful protest, where are they? You know, the signs and the political statements out there are unbelievable. My other favorite, if you go, you'll be able to, you have to kind of zoom in on this because it's hard to see. But there is a trailer out there that says, keep it in the ground. Keep it in the ground. This gives you an idea of the radical ideology. And it's a trailer that has a bunch of solar panels on it, and they, evidently go plug in your phones up there, by the way. Which is, this is green extremism to its. This is basically take no oil out of the ground. Take no coal out of the ground. This is how extreme they are. And you know what that would do to life in America? You know what that would do to the price of everything? Clemency for Leonard Peltier, another sign I found. Yeah. But overall, you can just see, I was sad. I was really, really sad. This is just, there's no way to make a statement, make your cause. It's just, it's three world stuff. It's awful. Somebody else sent me one of a tent that has a mock condom over it. And next to it, it says, free condoms, lube, etc. in here. # Standing Rock, Two Spirits. And then a sign next to that says, met that no dapple girl, prevent that no dapple baby. Yeah, well, that's a lot of family values out there. Real, really good. And a lot of masks. I don't know what, I hope the next legislative session looks into this. I don't know how people can come in and wear masks to hide their identity and that not be some violation of the law, right? Look, if you're wanted for something and you're allowed to conceal your face, and that isn't against something, something's very wrong there. I have more to come. The next post is going to deal specifically with kids in harm's way that needs to be exposed. And by the way, the mainstream media in North Dakota is embarrassing on this. They are embarrassing. They're giving you 1% of the story. 1% of the story. I mean, I'm there for a couple hours yesterday, and I see. And what I've seen is 1% of it. hundreds of things that need to be told. It's unbelievable. It really is. Check it out at Facebook. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
I stay at the Sleep In a Conference Center. When I'm in Watford City, I have to flip a coin because there's so many good places to stay. It's just unbelievable. And we are in Minot today. But one thing I do in all the places is bring my pillow. That's right, because I get a better night's sleep. I absolutely love it. You know when you have your pillow and it's just your pillow and it adjusts to you and how you like to sleep. That's the great thing about MyPillow. And we have this incredible deal right now where they give you four for one. It's $160 savings. It's their best pillows. It's our best deal ever. So the four for one deal right now, the four-pack special is $99.98. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, so a savings of $179. You know, the holidays are around the corner. These are great gifts. And if I were you, I'd get in on this deal before it goes away. We won't have this for Christmas. So 800-506-9028, toll-free telephone number, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott when you go there. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's the best. MyPillow. Tell them Scott sent you. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. A couple of calls. We have not got to as many calls as I'd like to today. It's just one of those busy programs. But here's a couple we wanted to share that came in during the break. Rev, roll those.
I just wanted to thank Congressman Kramer for not turning tail and running away from Trump. Gives me great respect for him. Thanks.
Hello. I just heard Senator Heitkamp on the air about the pipeline controversy, and I was observing that she was very careful to choose her words so that she absolutely said nothing. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I'm not going to completely agree with that. First of all, Senator Heitkamp, I have learned from the best. Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad, Congressman Pomeroy, they're very artful. They don't say anything they don't want to say. And pretty skilled in that. I thought she was more critical of the camp and that it needs to end. And, you know, she early on was really riding the fence between the two camps, right, of what needed to be done, trying to be pro-energy and pro the project, but not take away from the environmentalists. And I think kind of the union folks going to the construction side made her, you know, I don't know. I'll listen again and tell you if I agree with that. But I can't completely agree with that. 800-228-0550, you know, it's one of the reasons we love Congressman Kramer. Every time he comes on here, there's never a doubt about him saying exactly what he believes. And I appreciate about that, about him. That call must still be going with Congressman Kramer and Kellyanne Conway from the Trump campaign. We are going to probably have to postpone our conversation on that till tomorrow, but I look forward to getting a readout on that and a lot more to come. As I mentioned, we're in Minot for the 88th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference. Our broadcast brought to you in part by our friends at AE2S. Jared Wirtz is here. He's the WAS Executive Director. WAS is, of course, the Western Area Water Supply Project. Jared, nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Good.
How's things going? 2016's about done when we got snow out there. You've done everything you're going to do for the year?
There's a few contractors getting nervous, so there's still quite a bit of pipe to be put in, but we're winding down, but we still have a lot of things to do here in the next couple months.
Rough number, percentage-wise, what 2016 represents was, how much of the project?
Well, this was a big biennium for us. You know, the biennium started with the funding coming last year and continuing into this year, and it was our goal to spend $80 million as fast as possible to get people drinking water as soon as we could. So really the push was this year. We've put in almost 600 miles of pipe just this summer. So that's a huge feat for anybody. I don't know if those numbers are reproducible or not, but we're going to try to keep pushing the project along. There's approximately around 100 miles left to put in yet this year. You know, on 8 or 9 different projects. So it's not a lot left on each one, but we'll try to finish it up, get it wrapped up, get everything pressure tested and back to eat, and hopefully we'll have water to everybody that wanted it this year.
The Western Area Water Supply Project brings drinking water to about 65,000 people in Burke and Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, and Williams County, and hundreds of new drinking water customers now. Around Tioga, Ray, Epping, Stanley, White Earth, Crosby, Watford, they're benefiting from the new construction, right?
Yeah, you know, communities like that are really taking advantage of it. That's really sustained and continued the growth in communities like Watford. That, you know, you've heard Mayor Sanford talk about the project, and without it, you know, we don't have those event centers, hospitals, things like that going in because they just didn't have the water supply before that.
You know, one of the controversies of the project was how it was financed, which, you know, doesn't rest with WAS, right? That was a decision of, you know, the powers that be in Bismarck that ultimately decided that. But has some of that gone away now with the situation with the price of oil?
Yeah, you know, there'll always be that controversy. As long as we're a public agency selling, you know, industrial water, there's always going to be that that pushback from the private side. But
is your funding down, like their funding is down? In other words, you're not able, commercial sales not as much there?
Well, I think everybody's taken a little bit of a hit, evidently, with the, you know, reduced completions that the oil companies are doing. There's just less water being needed. The good thing that we're seeing out there, as the price of oil starts to pick up here, our sales have increased. And another good thing is the oil industry is as thirsty as ever. The wells that we're they're using our water to complete, or anybody's water, is the wells are just using enormous amounts of water. We're seeing anywhere from 150 to 250,000 barrels of water per well. So those numbers used to be, you know, a quarter of that, not only just a few years ago. So those are good things to see. We're going to be using more water. There's going to be more sales out there for everybody, and hopefully we can continue to pay this project off.
Yeah, and for folks that don't remember that, it was basically a private-public partnership. So for the taxpayers, the WAS project was essentially financed in part by, the normal political channels, but the other side was on the private side. But obviously, it is partly because of the industry and what's going on there that the water was needed, and so the communities really, really needed it, no doubt about that. So I just know, it's been a fun project to watch, and right now a lot of happy communities. So congrats.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, glad it was a good 2016. Talk again. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We will do this all over again tomorrow, and lo and behold, I'll be in the studio. Then Friday at Buckledge in Valley City.
Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You're literally going to have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182. We'll be right back.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.